Bees usually have to fly long distances and scan large areas to find food. A bee which finds flowers flies back to its hive to let others know where they are. Yet, a problem arises here. How will this bee describe the location of the flowers to the other bees in the hive? Bees use a very interesting method for this purpose, dancing. The bee returning to the hive starts to perform a dance. This dance, repeated many times by the bee, includes all the information about the inclination, direction, distance, and other details of the food source that enable other bees to reach it. This dance is actually a figure eight, constantly repeated by the bee. The bee forms the middle part of the figure eight by wagging its tail and performing zigzags. The angle between the zigzags and the line between the sun and the hive gives the exact direction of the food source. Just as the bee knows how to give information through this interesting method, so other bees know how to interpret this dance. However, knowing only the direction of the food source is not enough. Worker bees also need to know how far they have to travel to collect the ingredients for the honey. So the bee returning from the flower source tells the other bees the distance of the flower pollens by means of certain body movements. It does this by wagging the bottom part of its body and creating air currents. Other bees perceive these currents through their antennae and determine the distance of the food source. For example, in order to describe a distance of 250 meters, it wags the bottom part of its body 5 times in half a minute. This way, the exact location of the source is made clear in detail, both with respect to its distance and its direction. A new problem awaits the bee on those flights, where the round trip to the food source takes a long time. As the bee, who can only describe the food source according to the direction of the sun, goes back to its hive, the sun moves 1 degree every 4 minutes. Eventually, the bee will make an error of 1 degree for each 4 minutes it spends on the way about the direction of the food source of which it informs the other bees. Astonishingly, the bee does not have such a problem because it bears in mind that the sun moves 1 degree every 4 minutes. It is indeed hard to believe, but research reveals that the bee does make this calculation. The bee manages this through its special eye structure. The bee's eye is made up of hundreds of tiny hexagonal lenses. These lenses help the bee to accurately determine the location of the sun and its angle. The bee determines the direction of the target location with no mistakes by making corrections in the information it gives in the hive as the sun moves forward. No doubt, it is unlikely that the bee can make this calculation by its own intelligence. It is obvious that at every phase of its life, the bee submits to superior wisdom and power. The bee lives every moment by the inspiration of God, who is the supreme creator. Another remarkable feature of the bee's eye is that it is created in a way to perceive ultraviolet rays. Thus, the light reflected from petals helps the forager bee exactly specify the coordinates of the pollen. So the bee easily sees the flower, as in the case of seeing an airport illuminated by runway lights. When a flower has already been visited, the honeybee can understand that another bee has already consumed the nectar in that flower and immediately leaves the flower. This way, it saves both time and energy. Well, how does the bee understand, without checking the flower, that the nectar has earlier been consumed? This is made possible because the bees which visited the flower earlier marked it by leaving a drop of liquid on it, containing a special scent. Whenever a new bee visits the same flower, it smells the scent and understands that the flower is of no use and so goes on directly towards another flower. Thus, bees do not waste time on the same flower. There is another interesting detail about life in the hive. The number of bees in the hive steadily increases. Because the workers always work at the same pace, the combs soon become filled with honey and pollen. For this reason, the queen bee can no longer find available combs to lay her eggs. Also, because the number of bees increases dramatically, the queen's substance no longer suffices for all bees in the hive. The problem is caused by the overpopulation in the hive. So, it can only remain for the queen to leave the hive together with a certain number of bees. The bees suddenly start to get prepared for this event, as if they had taken a common decision. During this preparation period, many changes take place in the hive. First, the queen, who is much slower than all the other bees due to her bulky body, must gain speed. To this end, the queen, who is generally meticulously fed on royal jelly by the worker bees, starts to be fed less than usual prior to departure. That is because the queen has to be light enough to catch up with other bees that leave the hive. The worker bees, on the other hand, stop work a few days before they depart. They spend their time by feeding on honey in honey rooms to store enough energy for the journey. What will happen then to the former hive? It is impossible for the colony to survive without a queen. Bees take the necessary measures for this situation as well. Before leaving the hive, the former queen loses no time in choosing 3 to 4 eggs and starts training them to become queens. When everything is ready for the journey, bees congregate at the entrance of the hive and leave the hive to construct a new one. Here, there are numerous questions to answer. How do bees know that the population in the hive must urgently be decreased? How is a hive with a population of 75,000 bees depopulated without causing any disorder? After the decision to leave is made, what is the criterion adopted in selecting the bees? How is it determined which bees will leave and which will not? No doubt these questions can be added to, but there is only one possible answer to all of them. God regulates the affair from the heaven to the earth. Surat As-Sajdah 5. Now let's think about all this information once again. How did bees acquire these amazing characteristics? How did these living things, capable of making calculations even man fails to make, come into existence? How do these animals, without receiving any education, accomplish such inconceivable tasks as soon as they are born? Furthermore, how do they perform their tasks flawlessly in social order? The organization they have is so perfect that it could only have been established by a superior intelligence. So, how could these unconscious living beings have formed such an organization? The only explanation evolutionists can bring forward for this phenomena is that bees accomplish all this by instinct. What is the nature of this instinct, then, that can address thousands of bees at the same time and make them live together perfectly? It is impossible for bees to establish such a system with individual instincts, because what they do must be harmonious and complementary. Otherwise, combs, which they start to construct from different places, could not be joined perfectly in the middle. Bees, who start work from different places, constructing the hive from different corners, and then combining their separate tasks without leaving any gaps, and having all the cells constructed equally in a perfect hexagonal structure, must certainly be receiving instinctive messages from the very same source. bees starting work from different places, yet who still attain a common result, must certainly be receiving orders from a single source. In other words, there is a single owner of command, who rules over bees, teaches them what they have to do, and keeps these tiny living creatures under control. This owner of command is God, who possesses eternal wisdom and power. In the Quran, God informs that He inspires bees to perform their tasks. Your Lord inspired the bees. Make hives in the mountains and in the trees and in what they build. Then eat of all the fruits and walk in the ways of your Lord submissively. There comes forth from within it a beverage of many colors, in which there is healing for men. Most surely there is a sign in this for a people who reflect.
Surat An-Nahl, 68-69.
The secret behind the incredible abilities of bees is that they act by God's inspiration. In fact, evolutionists who are aware of this fact also accept that there must be a power far beyond bees. However, as mentioned earlier, they want to explain this achievement away with the concept of instinct. Because they are reluctant to acknowledge the real owner of this power they call instinct, they also give a false name to the source of this power, such as nature or Mother Nature. However, no evolutionist has so far been able to specify any place from which this command, called instinct, is given. Neither anywhere in the body of the animal nor in nature has anyone ever encountered a mechanism and a center ruling it. That is because what they call as instinct is nothing but God's inspiration that was mentioned in the above verse. What they call Mother Nature is the general name given to all created entities, stones, trees, rivers, mountains, oceans, all of which are themselves created. It is obvious that these entities, individually or collectively, do not have any power to create either themselves or something else. Evolutionists immediately give a name to signs of creation, which are the greatest invalidators of their theory, and thus seek to cover up even the most miraculous events. This way, they aim to prevent people from investigating and pondering the truth. Eventually, they worship an imaginary idol they call Mother Nature, instead of God, their real creator. And they call the order and inspiration of God, instinct. In the Quran, this classical attitude of disbelievers is described as follows. You do not serve besides Him, but names which you have named, you and your fathers. God has not sent down any authority for them.
Surah Yusuf 40.
This program has been compiled from the works of Harun Yahya with the contribution of the Science Research Foundation.